This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Dakota's House launched an investigation Tuesday into whether the state's attorney general should be impeached for his conduct surrounding a car crash last year that killed a pedestrian. Their House voted to have a committee prepare a report and recommend whether Attorney General Jason Ravensburg should be impeached. Inflation data released Wednesday indicates inflation in October grew at its fastest rate in 30 years. The 6.2% inflation rate has Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, thinking about putting President Biden's social spending bill off until next year. With a limited number of legislative days left in the year, Manchin is content to focus on issues that need to be addressed now. Former NFL player Henry Ruggs III has been formally charged with four felony counts of DUI and reckless driving. Police say Ruggs was driving at 156 miles per hour on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street before the crash that killed 23-year-old Tina Tintor. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
President Biden has chosen not to sign the bipartisan infrastructure bill into law until next week.
He's not going to sign it into law until Monday by his own choice, but President Biden is certainly out talking about that huge infrastructure bill that Congress gave final approval to last week. Speaking at the Port of Baltimore on Wednesday, the president said the measure is going to make a big difference in the United States, not just with roads and highways and fixing ailing bridges, but also by upgrading ports like the Port of Baltimore.
It's going to modernize our ports with $17 billion in investment.
Before that stop in Baltimore, the president was in Delaware, where he attended a funeral for that state's first ever female governor. The former governor, Ruth Minner, died last week at 86. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thursday night football tonight has the Ravens at the Dolphins. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As the Biden administration is considering shutting down and replacing a major oil pipeline from Canada to Michigan over what-if claims, one lawmaker in Ohio says Americans still need the energy, and the environmental impact would require 2,100 diesel trucks just to move the oil if Line 5 pipeline is hindered in any way. Ohio State Senator Republican Teresa Gavarone on Fox News.
Well, it's deeply concerning if this pipeline shuts down, but actually there are plans underway, 90% completed, that would tunnel the pipeline under the bedrock, I believe 400 feet below the lake, encasing concrete. It would take the risks from minimal to basically zero. The risk would be so minimal. It would be under the bedrock, encasing concrete in a tunnel. And the plans are 90% done, and it would only take a few more years to get that project completed, so why not just wait? It's creating all sorts of jobs, good-paying jobs that are going to help help boost our economy. Honestly, the pipeline is the safest, it's the most economical, and it's by far the most environmentally friendly way to transport the crude that we use every day.
NASA's SpaceX crew, 3 astronauts, are in orbit following their launch to the International Space Station on Wednesday from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The Crew Dragon Endurance will dock to the ISS around 7:10 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Happy Veterans Day, America. Yes, it is. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. This is always fun for me as a former Marine. You know, we get Marine Corps birthday and whatever cake's left over from our birthday yesterday, it carries over to today. I can't eat a whole cake. It's just crazy. So you just love to find other vets and former Marines who can join in, you know, and enjoy the festivities. Speaking of which, we got Megan Barth with us right now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, and she's here to report on some breaking news as well as, you know, what all we're going to get. You know, what's in it for we the people? This $1.2 trillion grab and run, spend and tax program brought to us by the Democrats, this infrastructure spending program that has little to do with infrastructure and probably more to do with paying back some old political cronies and favors. I guess that's the way the Dems roll. That's all they know to do. And so no big surprise here, but just adds to the frustration of what we're dealing with. And it just adds to the declining numbers to President Joe Biden. Megan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. Good to be with you, Bill.
Okay, so let's talk about this $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, alleged, which is unbelievable. I mean, so frustrating to think that not that long ago, President Trump was talking about it, tried to get it passed, and we were, what he was doing was offering to the people that we're going to have private companies, corporate, you know, companies that we're going to sponsor, and it wasn't going to cost the people anything. But now you got Joe Biden insisting it's not going to cost us anything, which is a bunch of bunk. I mean, it will cost us. You know, he thinks he's going to tax the wealthy. Of course, that's always the target. From day one, that's how the whole tax scheme came into play. Remember, they were going to go after that top 1%, that mean top 1% that had all the money, and we're going to go after them. So 1 year, they go after them and find out it's too difficult. They got a band of attorneys. They're fighting everything all the time. So they said, hey, forget about them. Let's just go after the 99, and because they don't have attorneys, and they're a little bit it's more low-hanging fruit as far as they see, and that's the way it's been ever since, right?
Yeah, I think out of the $1.2 trillion that 13 Republicans voted on, only 11% of that goes to infrastructure. And if you look at the 13 Republicans that basically gave the Democrats and Joe Biden a gift when their backs were against the wall and pulled them out of that spot,
right.
The 13 Republicans, a majority of them come from northeastern states. So those would be New Jersey and New York. And so you say, okay, well, what exactly is New Jersey and New York getting? Well, they're probably going to get some bridges and roads, and, you know, the majority of the spending will go to those.
Probably about 6% of the 11% of the real infrastructure is going to go to those
right.
two states, right?
You're exactly right. And so when you look at, you know, you just have to follow the money to understand why the graft and the fraud and the abuse continues at the behest of the American people. So, you know, that's one part of it. Now, when you go in, it's a 2,700 page bill, okay? And then only $110 billion of that $1.2 trillion is going to go towards improving our roads and bridges and transportation programs, et cetera. But in there is also something called tree equity.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do people need equity in the Democrats' utopia, but trees mm-hmm. need equity. And also, I have to go back just a little bit when we go to roads and bridges and overpasses and such. Mm-hmm. Pete Buttigieg, just earlier this week, he's now come home or come back to his job from maternity mm-hmm. leave. He said basically that there was racism built into roads and bridges and overpasses. So they're going to take a look at these racist roads and bridges, and I guess they're going to make them not racist. I'm not sure how that happens.
Yeah, how do you mitigate that? That's a whole other bureaucratic department. Because what is your job? Well, I'm the head of roads and bridges racial mitigation.
Right.
I mean, you can see it now. And they're all self-empowered to do as they darn well please, not even accountable to Congress, right? Because once this bill is passed, they're free to go.
Right, exactly. So we're paying, the American taxpayers are paying $500 million for tree equity. It's called, otherwise known as the Healthy Streets Program.
Mm-hmm.
And universities get $400 million. Climate change is going to get $1.4 billion. Disadvantaged businesses owned by, I guess, disadvantaged, this is what Democrats mm-hmm. believe. If you are a woman or a minority and you own a business, you're automatically disadvantaged.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get some money for your disadvantagement.
Yeah.
Joe Manchin,
it's probably that whole DEI group, too, because that's a whole nother occupancy altogether, right? The whole, disenfranchised, the equality and inclusion, you know, the diverse equity and inclusion, DEI. That's a whole nother department that is brewing
right
out of all this, right? Which is just
exactly.
Oh my! This is just, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's all the stuff basically that the race baiters have been able to get away with over the years. Now they've federalized their operation. I wonder how Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson feel about all this.
Well, I'm sure that they're probably going to get their cut too. You know, who knows?
Yeah,
I'm sure that one of their you know, quote unquote 501c3 nonprofits where they fleece the American taxpayer. I'm sure they'll get grants to do a mm-hmm. study of some
right.
sort. Who knows?
Yeah, there's got to be some VIG in there for them, right? Because you got to take care of the VIG. Right, exactly. Okay.
Right. And then the list just keeps going on. I mean, there's promotion for electric vehicles, and that's the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And so it just, it's a pile of tickets, if you will, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It is the worst type of bill that the Americans have been screaming about, thousands and thousands of pages, where no one has read the bill, and as Nancy Pelosi always says, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, the Republicans who helped the Marxists pass this know exactly what was in it, and
right.
what was in it was something for them, and the rest of us get screwed.
Yeah, so they sold their souls for 6%, roughly, and forget about the other, you know, the other 94%. That's going to be thrust on the American people and the generations after us. Thank you very much. I mean, talk about taxation without representation. I mean, kids are going to be bearing the cost of this incredible bill over the years, because it doesn't stop at $1.2 trillion, does it? It just keeps on going.
Oh, no. This is just one part of many. I mean, let's not forget that the Democrats wanted to pass something closer to $4 trillion.
Right.
And it was a two-part bill. So they got their first part. And so, of course, they're going to go after the second part, because it's never enough for them. Taxes are never enough for them. Spending money is never enough. And no one has ever explained to me how raising my taxes or people paying more money out of their pocketbook is somehow going to cure the weather. Yeah. That's what the Democrats propose.
Well, they're genius. I mean, somehow they've been able to figure this out, and they just say, look, at if not now, somewhere down the road, and it's only a matter of money. I mean, like Ocasio-Cortez says, don't look at the money. It's not about the money, you know. What do you mean it's not about the money? Oh, how delusional. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
way we honor all the vets on Veterans Day. I think we got everybody covered. Is there, Megan, is there a Space Force song yet? Have they come up with one yet? Maybe Lucy in the Skies or something?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, until then, we'll put in a little Elton John.
We can make one up.
Yeah. We'll make something. Make something up there. But, again, our gratitude and honor to all the vets. For the Marines, yesterday was Marine Corps birthday, as I mentioned. And, you know, our 246th. I think Joe Biden said 247th, but I think the way I counted it was 246. But, hey, what's the difference between a year or two? What the heck? But, nonetheless, Veterans Day and to all our vets that have... you know, paid the price that have fought for freedom for us, and the way we can honor them is to continue to be vigilant about this attack and this war on freedom that our country is being attacked with right now. And it's not even existential; it's all from the inside out, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a report that is coming out, or was just published. I was reading about it yesterday, where a good percentage of our intelligence agency and will be just decimated because of these vaccine mandates, much like our military. And this is all by design. I mean, and this is, you know, what the regime is doing is they are weeding out basically any patriots, and they are just building their own military. In my estimation, and I don't think this is far-fetched, to use against the American people. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to get, you know, all of their obedient and allegiant, you know, brass. And we saw this in the Russia conspiracy gate, right? Mm-hmm. We saw a lot of our men and women in uniform violate their oath, and they actually were the enemies within. Mm-hmm. And so the regime is rebuilding the military in its own image.
Exactly.
And just like they do around the country, you know, when they burn a city down, mm-hmm. when the socialists and anarchists and communists that work on behalf of the Democrat Party burn Ferguson down or burn Minneapolis down, there's a whole bunch of federal grants that come pouring in to rebuild the city in the Marxist image. And we saw this in this spending bill, this quote-unquote infrastructure bill, which has nothing to do with infrastructure. It has everything to do with a lot of Marxist lingo, which always includes the word equity and diversity and inclusion.
Exactly. Well, it is, like you say, by design, Megan, and it appears that every day more and more Americans are realizing this. We're inspired a bit by what happened in Virginia and parts of New Jersey as well, and in other states. But the thing is that it requires an equal, if not more of a force against these anarchists that are setting us up, because otherwise what this is all coming to, like you said, if it's allowed to run its full course, I mean, we're on a trajectory of a civil war here, possibly.
Well, and you're not the only one that I've heard say that. I mean, this is a, you know, common supposition, mm-hmm. Whereby how far can the American people be pushed? And this divide is, like I said, by design. The divide is by design, and they want to divide us between race, color, ethnicity, vaxxed and unvaccinated. And the list goes on and on. You know, this turns into a gulag situation, right?
Exactly.
And the Democrats have already talked about re-education camps. Mm. Okay, they've already mentioned re-education camps. Mm. Oh, you need to be re-educated. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Well, you have re-educated. Well, they have FEMA camps already. They've done this. They built this out a long time ago. They're just there waiting for occupants. And, you know, so it's not like they're not already there. And, of course, we're already getting an idea of, like you say, these gulags. I mean, all you got to do is understand, just do a little bit of investigating into the January, you know, 6th patriots who are lying like in cement warehouse cubicles in solitary confinement, which is that, I mean, this is America that this is happening. I mean, we didn't go and defend this country and serve our country, you know, for this kind of government that we have right now that is absolutely antithetical to our U.S. Constitution and the oath of office that all of us took.
Right, and that's because we have a regime that is antithetical to the Constitution and the oath that you took. There is nothing constitutional in these mandates. There is nothing constitutional in firing those who will not get, will not forcefully or be forced to get an injection in their body. Mm-hmm. If you don't own your body, then you own nothing.
Right.
If you don't own your blood, then you own nothing. What else should I allow the government to forcefully inject into my body?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the question we should all be asking.
Here. Exactly.
Because that's exactly the question that needs to be answered.
Well, and I was telling the audience, Megan, I was watching this video this week from a highly credentialed doctor and epidemiologist who's done a deep down study on this. And he pointed out something that was really, jaw dropping. And that is that with the VAERS studies, what they'll admit is about 16,000 people at the time of this video that was produced, about 16,000 people have died post injection and as a result of the vaccination. And you would think with 16,000, if you're following the science and you're really interested in saving people, well, what do you do? And he says, well, in our profession, you have an autopsy, because an autopsy tells you everything. You know, what was the cause? What happened? How did this happen? Everything else that you need to know. And he says, of the 16,000 deaths at the time, as of the time that this video was being done, there'd only been one autopsy, Megan, only one. So what does that tell you?
Right, exactly. And there's, on top of that, there's no liability on the manufacturer of the vaccine, nor the government. So if you have a family member or whatever that has been seriously injured, even to the point of death, you have no recourse.
That's right.
You have absolutely no recourse. And it's stunning to me that people now are lining up at pediatrician offices to get their five-year-old jabbed. Even the New York governor came out, I believe it was yesterday, and they're acting like used car salesmen. I've never seen so much hype around a vaccine.
Exactly.
Not even for the swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a vaccine. Do I have to remind everybody a vaccine prevents you from getting the disease? It doesn't, just assist you from not getting maybe sicker? No,
yes.
That's not a vaccine.
Right.
The LA Times surprised
me. We've only got 5 seconds. Got to leave it right there.
Okay,
Megan Barth, till next week. We'll talk to you later.
Team, we landed the contract.
Yes. Messiah's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
I need front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Dakota's House launched an investigation Tuesday into whether the state's attorney general should be impeached for his conduct surrounding a car crash last year that killed a pedestrian. Their House voted to have a committee prepare a report and recommend whether Attorney General Jason Ravensburg should be impeached. Inflation data released Wednesday indicates inflation in October grew at its fastest rate in 30 years. The 6.2% inflation rate has Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, thinking about putting President Biden's social spending bill off until next year. With a limited number of legislative days left in the year, Manchin is content to focus on issues that need to be addressed now. Former NFL player Henry Ruggs III has been formally charged with 4 felony counts of DUI and reckless driving. Police say Ruggs was driving at 156 miles per hour on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street before the crash that killed 23-year-old Tina Tintor. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. And we're going to be talking about, about the holiday and online shopping and style with Michelle Manhock. She's the co-founder of She Finds Media and a style expert. Online shopping has become the new normal, and that is especially true this holiday season as we continue to navigate the pandemic. Luckily, there are more options than ever to find great gifts online. Style and online shopping expert Michelle Manhock is with us, and she's teamed up with Facebook and Instagram to share details on how to help make this holiday a success for businesses and buyers. Michelle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Well, we know that sometimes finding the right gift can be tough. So what are some ways shoppers can find the best deals and products?
You can find a lot of great gifts right on Facebook and Instagram. Every day throughout the holiday season, brands like Sephora and Petco will be hosting live shopping streams where brand experts, influencers, and celebrities will demo their favorite holiday gifts live. They are offering exclusive discounts and dropping new products during the event. And the best part is you can ask questions and get answers directly from the brand and feel confident you found the perfect gift. Then you just click the purchase right from the live stream.
Michelle, is this a bit new for Facebook and Instagram this year, or is this something they've been doing? Because I know a lot of our listeners have not realized that Facebook and Instagram, you know, offers this kind of unique service.
Yeah, this is a special seasonal offering. We really think that people are going to want to, you know, have the shopping live experience. It's a great way to discover new gifts and find the perfect gift.
Exactly. And using the platform, the power of these platforms, this is, I believe, a brilliant marriage, a marketing marriage. I mean, both you and I, we appreciate, you know, marketing ideas, and I think this is going to be a real winner for everybody.
Yeah, it's really fun and simple, too, because the brands, what they do is they host live videos on their Facebook or Instagram pages based on a theme. Mm-hmm. So, like, last week, Macy's went live on Facebook to highlight the toy must-haves of the season. And while the host is presenting, they can see comments from shoppers and respond in real time to things like how a product works, how a piece of clothing fits, or best tips for using the product. It's like a conversation you have with a sales associate, but it's way easier because you could do it from your phone using the Facebook and Instagram app. Mm-hmm.
Well, plus it's so cool and dynamic because you got other people's input coming into place too, which is awesome because you got, all of a sudden you're not shopping just by yourself and you've got other people asking questions maybe that you yourself didn't think about, but, are a benefit to you, right?
Yeah, it becomes like a real social event. And it's kind of like they're also like their events because they happen at specific times. So, like, for instance, this Thursday, November 11th, a BlendJet, which they have a special portable blender. You can take your smoothie to work. You know, they are going to have a live shopping stream where they're going to have a special deal on that blender. And I'm sure that'd be a great gift for a lot of people. And also every Friday, Facebook is having a hashtag Buy Black Friday show to find unique products from Black-owned small businesses. You can shop the curated hashtag Buy Black collections or join live shopping streams.
Michelle, what about other specific deals? Any top of mind for you right now besides the two you mentioned?
Yeah, no, there's some great ones online. Like there's one that they're going to have from Shaquanda's Hot Pepper Sauce. I don't know about you, but I'm a big hot pepper sauce eater. Mm-hmm. And it's a queer-owned hot sauce company inspired by the owner's drag persona. That's a real personality. You're going to want to tune in for that.
I bet. Wow. Yeah, believe it or not, I'm not much into hot. My son, though, you know, he loves the kind of hot sauce that will, you know, take asphalt off of the street.
Well, now you know what you're getting him.
Exactly. Thank you for the suggestion. Go ahead.
Another great place to look for, you know, if you're going to be shopping this season is Facebook Marketplace. Because these items are local, and a lot of people are concerned this year about shipping. Because, you know, sometimes the shipping has been overwhelmed, and things are not getting here in time. So yes, it's great to buy locally. There's a lot of small businesses on Facebook Marketplace, a lot of people who make things on Facebook Marketplace, and you don't have to wait for shipping. You just meet them somewhere in your area.
You know, Michelle, it's going to be interesting after all this is said and done, you know, with the supply chain interruptions that we've been going through. And just like you said, some of the shipping challenges, you know, we're so consumer marketing oriented, and we love small businesses because they always seem to find a solution. It's going to be interesting to look down the road, you know, come February or March, to see how these small businesses adapted to the challenges, and that certainly we should be concerned about the supply chain disruption and challenges that are going on. But, you know, I think people are going to make the most of it. And I can't wait to see all the ideas that evolve. And like you said, the alternatives and how people found that, buying locally, was a good thing.
Yeah, and technology really helps small business owners too. Like Facebook Messenger, small businesses can host audio and video calls so they can connect with customers easily at home. I've heard about small businesses showing what inventory they have so that you know that it's going to be available and in stock. And so they can do these really easily just by turning on their computer camera or their phone camera. And they also have appointment booking tools on Facebook, so people can set aside time for consults or individual shopping experiences, making it a great way for, you know, small businesses to play with the big boys.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of small businesses, any advice for them as they navigate this holiday season?
Yes, definitely take advantage of some of those tools so that they can, you know, make sure they're optimizing how they're reaching people and demonstrating what they have, what inventory they have. Also, on Instagram, if you follow @shop, they're doing lots of gift guides who are featuring small businesses if you want to shop small this season.
Mm-hmm. Well, online shopping and style expert Michelle Maddock is with us. She's the founder and CEO of She Finds Media, Inc., publisher of SheFinds.com. It's a site to help millions of business women everywhere shop the web for the latest fashion and style finds. Michelle, we talked a little bit, but I want you to, again, go in just a little bit deeper about buying local, you know, this time of year. How can folks find gifts in their community?
Well, I think Facebook Marketplace is a great way to start. You don't have to wait for the shipping. You just arrange for pickup from someone in your own area. I've had to, on my Facebook Marketplace where I am, I'm in a rural community right now, but there's a woman who makes beautiful cakes all the time. And I've almost had to like block her because I'm going to be so enormous by the time I, you know, buy all these cakes. So there's some really interesting things. It's not just, you know, always used things. There's some great, you know, artists out there. I saw someone who will do portraits of your dog. You know, like there's some really unusual, interesting gifts you can find locally on Facebook Marketplace.
Well, I think the maybe the option might be, because I run the same challenge as you do with this great tasting food, is maybe you just have to walk. You have to walk to go get the cake.
You have to walk to go pick it up.
Yes, exactly. That way, it'll keep you from buying lots of cake, because sometimes, you know, those things that they, at least for me, they talk to me from the refrigerator like at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm here. You know, don't you want, you know, right? Exactly.
My husband and my family, we always blame each other on who ate all of it.
Exactly. Two quick questions left. Are there ways that you can help causes when buying gifts this holiday season? And then remind everybody where they can go for more information, Michelle Maddock.
Yes, shoppers can donate to their favorite charities and causes. for causes that are important to their loved ones right on Facebook. Many philanthropies have the donation option right on their Facebook page, so it's really easy. And to find out more about all of this, go to the Shop tab on Facebook and Instagram apps to see upcoming live shopping streams. You can also RSVP to events from your favorite brands. Like I said, Shop Facebook Marketplace, and don't forget to follow at Shop on Instagram for gift guides that feature small businesses.
Michelle Maddox has been our guest, CEO, founder. She finds media and style expert right here on the show. Michelle, thank you. Take care.
Welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Did somebody give you a price check on Trundlevitz?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 1712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-877. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate law. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. the country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and guess what? We've got Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, the one, the only, no baloney, I'm telling you, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are we doing?
I'm doing extremely well, but, you know, my family has extreme circumstances, so, you know, my wife's been on chemo for 26 years, so please pray for her.
Yes, always.
One of her 30 doctors just said that she's got to do another operation on her throat, so all of that is a little difficult. But, you know, God is here, and God can heal, and God is in charge, and not me.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, Ted, we will continue to lift her up in prayer and the family, and especially, you know, this Thanksgiving, all that we're dealing with right now. I mean, this has been a tough time for, you know, families across the country. And, you know, I was suggesting to somebody else, we may be like the original pilgrims, you know, that had the first Thanksgiving. We may have to meet in the community and everybody bring a part of the turkey to come together so we can all share and be able to have a Thanksgiving dinner. That might be something novel and blessed for all of us to experience, and we can thank the inflationary issues of our economy right now bringing us together.
Yeah, absolutely. But I thought the turkey was in Delaware or the White House.
Oh, you're going to tempt me with that, huh? You know, there's just some places I just don't want to go, Ted, just to save us both, because the team is going, what are you doing? You know, we're here to talk about movies like Clifford the Big Red Dog. Who doesn't love Clifford the Big Red Dog, huh?
Well, Clifford the Big Red Dog is a cute, adorable, lovable Big Red problem, and if anybody doesn't know the story, A little girl is living with her uncle because her family is away, and they go to a circus, and they see this cute little tiny red dog. But the uncle says she can't have him. But that night, she opens her backpack, and the red dog is there. She hides him from Uncle Casey. At the next morning, the dog is this gigantic dog who can't even get out of the room without breaking everything. And then you get Clifford the Big Red Dog. And it's fun. It's entertaining. You know, there's a little bit of eschatological humor because dogs do things. And, you know, there's a little, comic slapstick violence because dogs do things.
Yes.
You have dogs, don't you, Bill?
Yes, of course.
Dogs.
Yes, I have a dog, which I inherited my son's 15-year-old border collie, Kobe, that is the sweetest dog. You know, he's retired, so he's Kobe Emeritus. This dog, I'm telling you, Ted, he was he'd wear you out chasing down frisbees and balls and all that. Just a love of a dog. And it's just he and I, and it's like the old days when he was a puppy. He was always lying on my feet right there as I was doing the radio show. And now here it is as he's 15 heading to 16. And, you know, we're back together again. He's just not as bouncy as he used to be as a puppy, of course. But sometimes he thinks he's a puppy, which is, you know, kind of a joy. You know,
we just got about a couple of months ago a big Bernese English sheepdog mix. Somebody invited the sheepdog over, and, you know, strangely enough, it got together with the Bernese. And so they're both big dogs, and it started out as a little puppy, and then it turned into this giant dog, and he's still a puppy. So my yard is just scattered with stuff that he's eating. I thought because Bernese came from Bern in Switzerland, where Calvin was for like 15 years, that they would be Calvinists. But instead, I find out that they're Arminians, so they absolutely have no moral values whatsoever. So I don't know what to do. He's eating his way through all my theology books. But I understand Clifford. It's cute. It's adorable. It's good for kids. Parents might get a little bored with it, but, you know, I shouldn't tell them that. So
Yeah, but this is for the kids. The kids love this. I remember reading, you know, Clifford the Red, the Big Red Dog books to the kids when they were growing up, and now to be on the big screen like this, this is going to be a real treat. And whenever we can get families, you know, families love movies. I mean, they eat it up whenever they can go together as a family and enjoy a movie. And this is very family friendly and be a lot of fun, you know, to go see it on the big screen together. So. You know, I haven't had a chance to see it myself, but I'm looking forward to taking one of the grandkids.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. It's clean, 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 except for naughty things that dogs do.
So, well, and they do that, and that's why we love them so much. Because the thing is they can do that, and they come, and next thing you know, they're just loving you up, aren't they?
I know. They look at you with a sheepish grin. I just ate your TV. That's it.
Yeah, okay. So it's all good. Well, let's talk about the next movie review here for Christians, which is Belfast.
Well, Belfast is a very Christian movie. It's a powerful movie. It's set during the time of the Troubles in Ireland. That's what they called it in Ireland. That's not what everybody calls it today. But Northern Ireland split off from, you know, Southern Ireland. Northern Ireland was mostly Protestant, and it's about a Protestant family. But they're living in a Catholic enclave in 1969, and that's when... You and I remember this because, you know, in 69, I was graduating from Dartmouth. I remember all the riots and everything and what was happening and the fear in England that the Catholics, the Sinn Féin, were going to come in and destroy them. So they're in the middle of all this, and Buddy is growing up. Now, it isn't a depressing movie. It's got, you know, it's got all those issues, but it's Buddy growing up. It's actually... a little bit of the story of Kenneth Branagh, who made it and who wrote it. It's probably pretty much his whole story, but it's he says it's only a little bit of it, and it's about his crush on a girl in school. And it upholds doing the right thing, faith, compassion, godly love, gratitude, and it talks about Jesus and it talks about prayer. And evidently, a couple of years ago, Kenneth Branagh, who made one of my favorite films, Henry V and the St. Crispin Day Mass, you know, speech and all that good stuff, was listening to a Bible reading, you know, audible Bible, and has come back to Christ. Mm-hmm. And I've interviewed Kenneth, and I want to get him to the Movie Guide Awards. This is one of our favorite films. The problem is that every day now, like I just went to Dune again last night and interviewed the head of the company. Every day a movie is coming out, which could be a Movie Guide Award winner. Belfast is Tom's favorite. You know, Evie's got her favorite. So I'm just, now we're swamped with great movies that are coming out. So people should be very happy.
And you've got to make a decision by the end of the year. Do you got a second? Can you humor me for just a moment and talk about the C.S. Lewis movie?
Well, I love the C.S. Lewis movie because, of course, I was head of the organization ministry that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on CBS television. And Doug Gresham is a friend. He's C.S. Lewis's stepson. He's the godfather of my daughter-in-law, godfather of my granddaughter. We were both participating in my son's wedding, so I know him. And the movie is just, I've known Max McLean when he was starting in New York. I met Max before he had his first gig, and he just does a great job here. And I know the producer, director, writer is a great friend of mine. This is really a terrific movie, and it's sort of you don't remember Steve Allen, but Steve Allen.
Oh, of course I do. What do you mean? I don't remember Steve Allen. Of course I do.
Well, he used to do the You Are There episodes, yes. Like went back in time and were there with you know, George Washington. So it's sort of You Are There. In the beginning, Max is putting on his makeup and learning his script. He walks out and he's on the set, and it's a powerful movie. I think it should be watched by families with atheists or anybody in the family who doesn't know Jesus, because it actually shows his growth from being anti-God when his mother died when he was young. My mother died when I was young, and I was anti-God. And then slowly, slowly, God reaches him and changes his life, and it's a wonderful story.
Well, and it's one that I am –
It's on my list. I've got to see The Most Reluctant Convert. I love C.S. Lewis. He has been a hero of mine, you know, for a good portion of my life. And I would love, it's on my list. I've got to get to see this. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I want to talk about an article here. The Mighty Ducks Game Changers. Emilio Estevez will not return to season two due to vaccine mandates. What's going on here?
Well, you know that Emilio Estevez is Martin Sheen's son, and he's very Christian. And he's made some of our favorite movies. He's a great filmmaker, and he's a wonderful guy. And he doesn't want to have the vaccine. My daughter and daughter-in-law, I've got 15 grandchildren. I've got 4 children. They don't want to get the vaccine because my daughter's nursing. And they're reading stuff that is bad. Lily and I have had the vaccine. And I'm just, today the article in Variety was that they're cracking down in Hollywood. When I went to the Dune meeting with the head of Legendary and Denny Villanova, who directed, who did a brilliant job and all that, they require the vaccine to get in. I mean,
really?
And my daughter's had COVID. My son's had COVID.
Yes.
So they've got more protection than the vaccine. And
exactly.
It's just the strangest thing in the world that there, all these good people in Hollywood, great actors, great producers, are going to be cut out. So I told one of my staff yesterday we should invite them all to the Movie God Awards because we're probably the only place that'll still honor those guys for not doing the vaccine. And it doesn't matter whether they do it or not. People should have their own opinion, and they should be able to read the information and make wise decisions. And I think Emilio makes that case that he did not need the vaccine. So let's cut it out.
Well, Dr. Ted, we'll leave it for another day. Look forward to talking to you again next week as we do. He is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, Dr. Ted Baer. Thank you, Ted.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you a